This goes to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, M like Mary, O-H-A-N, fax 810-275-0307, regarding Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, James, J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 11/22/1948. Dear Dr. Mohan, this is a consultation for Mrs. James, who was sent for evaluation of intermittently elevated creatinine levels and recurrent kidney stones. She is feeling well today. Her biggest complaint is having some right-sided flank pain intermittently, and she passes kidney stones very regularly, and she states that the last stone was passed within the last year. She has not seen a urologist since her last lithotripsy, which was in 2016, but has since been able to pass her own kidney stones, and she believes they were the calcium oxalate type. And she started having kidney stones as far back as 1976. How she tries to treat those is drinking as much water and liquid as possible and avoiding soda pop most of the time. She currently denies headaches or dizziness. She has had a stroke in the right eye and does have some visual changes because of the stroke, but it is stable and not worse. She's fatigued and reports that she's had a history of anemia, most likely malabsorption and iron deficiency types, and has received some iron infusions in the past, which work when all oral iron is very ineffective. She has had the Roux-en-Y bypass surgery back in 2003. And, of course, that leads to malabsorption of iron and other heavy elements such as calcium and elements like that. She does have a history of tachycardia. Osteoporosis is severe. Osteoarthritis, a history of aortic stenosis, mild stenosis of the right internal carotid artery that's being followed with ultrasounds, multiple kidney stones. Most of them come from the right kidney, but a few have come from the left kidney. She had a history of a right eye stroke and chronic low back pain. Past surgical history, she's got a permanent pacemaker. She's also had a capital T, capital A, capital B, capital R procedure for the aortic stenosis, and that has helped her feel significantly better. She's had bilateral cataract surgery, right middle trigger finger release, umbilical hernia repair, a brachioplasty, left total knee replacement. She had the Roux-en-Y bypass in 2003 and then abdominoplasty, a cholecystectomy. She did have a attempted kidney stone removal with basket. The kidney stone did not come out with that procedure, but then it passed after the procedure. And then bilateral carpal tunnel release, a hysterectomy. She also had a Greenfield filter placed at the time of the gastric bypass, a preventative for blood clots, and she has never had a known blood clot in, other than the stroke, of course. And then multiple lithotripsies for kidney stones, and also tonsillectomy as a child. Social history, she's an ex-smoker who quit smoking in 2001. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married, lives with her husband, and she's retired. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, hypertension, and diabetes. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Augmentin, Keflex, iodine, and Demerol. Medications, Flonase nasal spray, 1 to 2 sprays daily as needed. Xanax, 0.25 milligram twice a day. Tramadol is 50 milligram twice a day for back pain. Vitamin D2 is 50,000 units. four times a month. And reclassed infusions for osteoporosis. Lisinopril is 5 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Metoprolol, 25 milligram daily. Vitamin B12 injections every month. Pravacol, 10 milligram daily. Mounjaro is 5 milligram once a week for the diabetes. Physical exam, height is 57 inches, weight 167 pounds, pulse is 67, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 130 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with some cobblestoning. Tonsils are surgically absent. Neck is supple. No jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no current murmur or rub. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. No ascites, no palpable masses, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Strong pedal pulses, 2 to 3 plus, bilaterally, brisk capillary refill, no ulcerations or lesions. Sensation and motion are intact in the feet and ankles and lower extremities. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 11-5 of 25. The patient's creatinine was 0.95, so estimated GFR is greater than 60. Calcium's 8.9, sodium 138, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 25, albumin 4, phosphorus 3.4. Urinalysis, trace of blood, negative protein, and she did have some calcium oxalate crystals noted. Intact parathyroid hormone is elevated at 136.9. She does have a normal white count and normal platelets, but hemoglobin is 8.7, hematocrit 28.5. MCV, MCH, all are small. Possible iron deficiency could be the cause of this anemia. And we have a hemoglobin A1C. I have one from 11-13-24, 6.3. And no recent kidney ultrasound or CAT scan of the abdomen have been done. Assessment and plan. Patient has had a history of transient increase in creatinine, and that occurred in January of 24, then resumed to normal after that. And then June 9th of 25, creatinine jumped to 1.22, GFR 46, and then back in November of 25, back to normal again of 0.9. She does have a history of recurrent chronic kidney stones with no recent obstruction, but she also has calcium oxalate crystals in the urine. So we are scheduling her for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder in the Mount Pleasant facility. Just see the size of the kidneys and see how many kidney stones might be noted in the kidneys. Two, chronic anemia, which does not seem to be improving, most likely secondary to iron deficiency from malabsorption following her Roux and Y procedure in 2023. Iron infusions most likely would be very helpful for this patient. Iron levels should be checked, obviously, and the hemoglobin could be rechecked by you again also, but iron infusions should help this patient feel a lot better. We are going to keep her on standby for follow-up unless the creatinine changes again and consistently stays abnormal. We're going to keep her on standby, though, at this point. We did give her a copy of the low oxalate diet, and we wanted her to continue to push fluids to help prevent kidney stones from reforming. She's had them before the bypass, and then, of course, gastric bypass causes people to have kidney stones very frequently. So we definitely want the kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder scan done, too, to see the shape of her kidneys and size, et cetera. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Puente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.